Sunday, July 12, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 37, verses 11 through 21. Now when the Chaldean army had withdrawn from Jerusalem at the approach of Pharaoh's army, Jeremiah set out from Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin to receive his portion there among the people. When he was at the Benjamin gate, a sentry there named Irjah, the son of Shelemiah, son of Hananiah, seized Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You are deserting to the Chaldeans." And Jeremiah said, "It is a lie. I am not deserting to the Chaldeans." But Irjah would not listen to him, and seizing Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. And the officials were enraged at Jeremiah, and they beat him and imprisoned him in the house of Jonathan the secretary, for it had been made a prison. When Jeremiah had come to the dungeon cells and remained there many days, King Zedekiah sent for him and received him. The king questioned him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is." Then he said, "You shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." And Jeremiah also said to King Zedekiah, "What wrong have I done to you or your servants or this people that you have put me in prison? Where are your prophets that prophesied to you, saying, 'The king of Babylon will not come against you and against this land'? Now hear, please, O my lord the king, let my humble plea come before you, and do not send me back to the house of Jonathan the secretary, lest I die there." So King Zedekiah gave orders, and they committed Jeremiah to the court of the guard, and a loaf of bread was given him daily from the baker's street, until all the bread of the city was gone. So Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. A word that cannot be chained. Jeremiah sits imprisoned because he speaks the Lord's truth in a time of political fear and false hope. King Zedekiah secretly seeks a word from the prophet, but he does not seek repentance, only relief. The king's vacillation mirrors Israel's deeper crisis, rejection of God's clear word in favor of human schemes. Jeremiah again declares judgment through Babylon, and yet God preserves his servant even in confinement. He is given bread daily until the city itself runs out of bread, a quiet sign that the Lord sustains his word-bearer. Jeremiah points us to Christ, who is rejected, imprisoned, and condemned for speaking the Father's truth. In him we see the true prophet, who bears our judgment and gives us the bread of life, even when all other bread fails. Therefore we trust his word alone for life and salvation in every trial and season. Amen.